In September, the Vermont AFL-CIO elected a new slate of leaders who are promising to take the coalition of labor unions in a new, more left-leaning direction. Among those new leaders is David Van Dusen, the new president of the Vermont AFL-CIO. The group represents around 10,000 members, and it's long been a reliable endorser of Democratic and progressive candidates in the state. Beyond his work with unions, Van Dusen has written for anarchist and socialist publications over the years. Near the top of the platform the AFL-CIO recently adopted, its leadership says unions in the U.S. have stagnated in recent years, and that labor must experiment and, quote, be bold. I started by asking Van Dusen how he plans to do that.
We can't be looking at the one-year cycle, the two-year cycle, the next election. We have to have a long view of building labor in Vermont. One of the ways we do this is we put more resources to organizing. We take a harder line with our friends or our supposed friends in the State House. For years, we have endorsed dozens and dozens and dozens of candidates for State House every 2 years. Those candidates tend to win, and yet we have a very hard time moving a pro-labor agenda forward in Montpelier. So we need to rethink our relationship with the political parties. We need to rethink our relationship to the legislative process, which we have begun to do. And we have to also be self-reliant. And that means organizing new shops, expanding our membership base, and motivating the members we have to be politically active.
So in terms of your political alliances, labor has long been a reliable backer of the Democratic Party. Does this mean you intend to break away from that?
Well, last year, although we endorsed a majority of the folks, let's just say, for example, from the Democratic Party who won their races, we find it troubling that livable wage, paid family medical leave did not get out of Montpelier, did not get to the governor's desk, nor did we even have one single hearing on card check, a bill that was very important to us. So these are all serious problems that make us rethink our politics. Does that mean we will or will not back Democrats? Well, first of all, we recognize that the Republican Party, by and large, was not with us on these issues either. So let's just not single out one party. But the overwhelmingly largest party in both the Senate and the House is the Democrats, so they clearly have to bear some responsibility here.
So this is in your platform as well, but you essentially say that the AFL-CIO should stop lobbying at the State House. Is that
Not stop lobbying, but we don't want to put all of our eggs in a basket, which has proven to be ineffective. So we have put a certain amount of resources year in, year out to traditional lobbying. We're not saying that we're not going to still lobby, but we're going to take resources away from that. And we've already voted to reallocate those towards hiring on-call organizers to help us build our base to a stronger degree.
Well, in terms of expanding your organizing base, are there specific public agencies or companies in Vermont that aren't unionized right now that you see as ripe for unionization?
Well, the affiliates will largely take the lead role in identifying the targets of which we're going to organize. And then the AFL-CIO's job will be to provide support in that. But speaking for myself, I think that we need to take a hard look at the ski industry. That is almost exclusively non-union, and that's a huge part of our economy. So that's one place I think we should look, as well as expanding our base within construction sites and the traditional public employees as employed by various towns around the state.
I want to turn to some of your background prior to this position. You have consistently expressed viewpoints over the years that some might see as more radical. You're a co-founder of the Green Mountain Anarchist Collective. You've written in support of the group Antifa, which opposes fascism and can sometimes use violent tactics to do so. As you're working to expand union membership here in Vermont, do those radical politics potentially deter anyone from wanting to work with you and your organization?
Well, we're not talking about a platform from 20 years ago. We're talking about the platform you have in front of you that's looking at today and tomorrow and the next day. And that's what I'm advocating for. That's what our new leadership is advocating for. If you want to talk about a collective I was part of, no exaggeration, 20 years ago, we could have that conversation. It would be an interesting one. But that does not have any direct bearing on what we're doing in the AFL-CIO today. As far as anti-fascist groups, my grandparents, both my grandfathers, fought in the war against fascism. And I certainly am proud of that history, too. And I'm also proud of the young people who stand up to modern neo-fascists who are on the rise throughout the United States. I'm unapologetic about that, and any union member should be as well.
So, I mean, do you stand by those the collectives you are a part of, as you say, 20 years ago?
I'm certainly not going to get in the business of disavowing my younger self. That would be a silly fool's errand, and I'm not about to engage that today. I'm proud of my 20-plus year history of fighting for working class power and fighting for a better, more democratic world here in Vermont and beyond.
Around the country in 2016, many union members did vote for President Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Is there room in the AFL-CIO for both people like yourself who have vocally opposed things that President Trump stands for mm-hmm. and for those who support him?
Oh, that's a very good question. To be absolutely frank, I have a few very good stewards who are great enforcing their contracts and standing up for folks on their shop floor, who lean in the direction, in the last election at least, given the choice of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who lean towards Donald Trump. So certainly. But since he was elected into office, we can't lose sight of the fact that even if folks voted for him out of a frustration of the Democratic Party's embrace of free trade, it's also true that since then, he has taken radical moves to try to weaken labor and try to crush public sector unions. The appointments to the Supreme Court, which resulted in Janus, which restricted our ability to collect union dues from our membership base. The decisions and appointments that have been around the National Labor Relations Board are absolutely troubling. These are unforgivable acts. So while we have a range of views within our membership, these views, these facts will be shown to our members, and we're going to communicate very clearly. And at the end of the day, I expect folks will hold him accountable to those anti-labor, anti-working class actions. But we are not going to get in the business of making endorsements of political candidates without the clear input of our members.
David Van Dusen is the new president of Vermont's AFL-CIO. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.